quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to.
I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connected parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here.
Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle, and I am so lucky to have a guest today. I love having guests. We have the lovely Eloise, who is one of our private clients, and her coach is Martha, and we are going to talk about her experience in Peace and Parenting. So, hey, Eloise, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi. Yeah, my name's Eloise. I live on the Gold Coast in Australia, and I have three kids. My son is almost five, and my daughter is almost three, and my baby is another boy, and he is 10 months old.
Oh my goodness, you're busy over there.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, what was life like in your family before you started this work? And, you know, maybe why did you seek coaching?
The last year was massive. So I had a baby, which is obviously huge. And just going from two to three, it's not just adding another child. It compounds each time, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Because now they outnumber you. And now it's like there's so many extra relationships, them with each other, you with each of them. And so then it's like that's a lot of relationships to manage.
Yeah, so many. There's so many. Yeah. And we lost my husband's father last year. It was quite traumatic, sorry. Palliative care at home at the end. And yeah, so it was really hard. Yeah. And around the same time, I realized that my oldest son could see that he had some traits of autism and ADHD. So we started the process of assessing him, which we're almost finished, but it's very long and emotional. And
it's hard.
Through that, I'm one of the parents that realized I'm also autistic and have ADHD because of my child's diagnosis. So that's obviously a big mental health thing as well.
Yeah.
So it was... it was pretty wild at home with my son. He had so much anxiety about leaving the house. You know, even if he wanted to go, like we were going somewhere fun, he would hide when we needed to get dressed. He was struggling socially at daycare, and then lots of conflict between him and his sister as well.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, she's my wild card. She is spirited is the beautiful way of saying it.
I love it.
She's just like me. Got a lot of screeching and a lot of aggression towards the older brother, like mischief, inverted commas, just constantly. If she's quiet for a minute, you know she has got the nappy cream, like the baby cream, just all over something. And then being a bit rough with the baby, like she loves him, but just that aggressive cuddling, you know?
Yeah. My Esme was like that, just hugging a bit too hard and squeezing a little bit too much. And you're like, hold on, like that doesn't look loving to me.
I know. Please.
Yeah.
And so my own mental health wasn't great. I was just getting like overstimulated and anxiety and then yelling and then the shame cycle. And it was just worse and worse and worse. And, I heard you on Janet Lansbury's podcast.
Oh, amazing. I love her.
She's amazing. And so I've been listening to her since my daughter was born, so almost 3 years.
Yeah.
And I got big feelings, let them out, be there, allow the emotions. I totally got that. But I just, like when my daughter was totally offline, I just didn't know what to do. Like I was, I tried to be there to block and to gently correct, but it wasn't getting any better.
Yeah.
And, my husband, who's like, we were both traditionally parented, but he was very traditionally parented. He's like, a few snacks won't hurt her.
Yeah. Sure. No problem. And then what?
I know, but I was snacked and snacked and snacked, and it never worked. Made me change. Yeah. And it just created that resentment. And I was so afraid that would happen with my daughter, but I didn't want her to be a menace. Like,
no, of course we want to help them, but and yet we can't. We don't want to punish them or hit them. But what do you do?
Yeah, Yeah. And I was screaming, not screaming, I was yelling more than I wanted to. And I just didn't feel good. Yeah. And yeah, that cycle.
You're not alone. That was my cycle too. It was like, I got pushed to my I started every day like, oh, I want to be, you know, a kind, loving parent. And so I would try and then I would get no. And then I would get the hitting of some child and then the throwing things on the floor. And then I just would be like, screaming by the end of the day, going to bed tired and upset with myself and shame, and promise myself every day I wouldn't yell. And
tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow will be better.
But then nothing changed.
Yeah. I think that's what really connected with me when I heard you speaking. I went and I got your book, the audio version, and okay. I immediately started listening to the podcast. I'm like, this Yay. Is it. This is what that extra layer of something. But I realized I needed just that bit of extra help with the coaching when I've just been changing my son's, we call them nappies in Australia.
Oh, I know. I have lots of Australian people.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. So we've just done his nappy and like turn for 5 seconds to put it in the bin or whatever. And then my daughter had kind of grabbed him and rolled him off. He was on like a thing on the floor and he bumped his head on the tiles and was screaming. And I lost it. And I was like, I screamed and I smacked her on the bum, and I'm not hard, but like she didn't even cry, but I knew I'd lost control. And I'm obviously still really ashamed of the fact that I was so angry with her.
It wasn't your fault. You didn't want to. You just were scared, I think.
Offline as well.
Yeah, totally offline. That same thing happened to me. I don't know if you've heard it in the podcast or somewhere. I talk about it a lot, but Esme and Pia were in the pool and Esme tried to hold her sister under the water. And I jumped in with all my clothes and I was like, you can't, you know, back it out of there. I got pulling her out by her bathing suit, like a crazy person. But that was my breaking moment. And I was like, someone's going to end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Something has to change. I can't. And it's not going to be the kids. I guess it's got to be. Yeah.
They're not going to fix this.
No, they don't. I was waiting for them to, but nobody
I'm
did it.
It's so hard, guys. Somebody
noticed.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I said to my husband, like, this is my Christmas present to me and to us, and we're doing this, and you're doing this with me. So yeah, that's when we.
That's when you started.
Started with Martha. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what have you learned? What do you notice? What's been better? What's helped in your coaching?
I think the biggest thing that, like, it was a total aha moment, like the coming with play in those sticky moments, like that's such a great idea, but it was so hard. And I think you put the 7-day play challenge. I'm like, right, I'm doing this, even though instinctually it's really had to break that habit, and it worked. Oh my gosh. Pretending to slip on a banana peel when my kids were punching each other, they just lost it. And they started doing it themselves. And
that's so cute.
That sitting duck game that you have.
Yeah.
So I printed off the list of games and I put them on the fridge, and my daughter's obsessed with the duck. I now have like this persona that is the duckling, and it's like a combination of Donald Duck and Mr. Bean. And I'm just like this idiot duck, and we chase things, and that most of her special time is her pushing this duck off the bed onto the pillows on the floor. Just
so good.
Laughing. Like genuinely laughing with my kids. And I can't remember doing it like since before I was pregnant with my, like, the youngest. Like, it's been such a long time that I've had that energy. Not that I have more energy, but like that space in my heart to be joyful with them.
Yeah. That's so good. I love how you talk about the play, because it actually, what I think for me too, it changes my mind about what's happening, right? Okay. This is happening. And normally you're like, you have to stop. You know, hitting your brother. And if you can go to play, it almost just softens you. And when you're softer, everything goes better. It's really weird. I think it's so counterintuitive is what it really is.
I know. It's like with the brain is so, like, from our own parenting, so wired to like, no, you can't reward them for being bad.
Yeah. But it's not a reward.
But yes, you can. Like, yes, you can.
Or is it a reward? Should connection and playfulness be a reward? Or is that just how we should parent?
Exactly. Oh, I think, that's something that you said. I'm like, oh my God, yes. Ah.
It is. It's so true. But it changes families, the play piece.
Yeah.
It really does. We're hitting pause for a moment to thank our sponsors. These brands make sure you can listen to this podcast for free.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today.
This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula, which includes prebiotics
and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Okay, back to the episode.
And we do special time every day, and they ask for it and they love it. Like with my son, so we've been doing like occupational therapy and speech pathology and all this stuff. And like he's working on his motor skills and he's, you know, coming along steadily. But the thing that's worked for his anxiety is playing with him, and we play hide and seek to get dressed.
Oh, I want to cry.
And so he's hiding, but it's okay. Like, yeah.
Sweet boy.
You know, we still have bad days and. He started a new kindy like before school next year and stuff, and it's been such a big transition, but we still, you know, playing with him before we leave. He's not running away every day to avoid getting in the car, you know. It's
that's so great. And has he been officially diagnosed?
Pretty much. We haven't got the report back, but the psychologist said, oh, yes.
That's what's so great, though. I think this is great that you're bringing this to light, because so many people will say, well, this stuff works for neurotypical kids, but not for the neurodiverse population. They need rewards. They need punishments. They need whatever, blah, 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 behavior management. And I constantly am telling people, actually, no, they don't.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to kind of share my experiences, because I thought that kind of the same when I spoke to Martha at first. I'm like, look, I'm autistic. My son's autistic. We all have ADHD in this house. Like, do we need to do this a little bit differently? She's like, no, just do the connection. Just do it. And it's, like beyond anything, like, because I did get told to do the sticker charts and do rewards and like get in the visual thing to help him have the steps
chart.
And stuff, the charts, and none of it made any difference to how he felt about getting dressed or leaving the house or anything. But as soon as I started playing with him, it was filling his cup, and he was, like you always say, you know, able to think better.
Yes. And then what about the punishments piece? Were you using like threats and bribes and that kind of thing before?
Probably a little bit of like, there was a bribe to have a shower where we had a chocolate after shower every night.
Of course. I had the bribe too. I was the television show.
Yeah. I didn't do punishments, but I was a bit like lost in the like, well, what do I do instead? And that's where my husband's like, we have to do something to stop the violence. Like,
Has the aggression calmed down?
Considerably. And even when it like it still brews and I can hear it. So it was, we're not perfect. And I think the hardest thing is when the baby's the one getting squashed with love, like it's still, that's the thing I'm really working on, is taking a breath to kind of settle that mama bear response where I'm like, don't hurt my baby.
And then are you coming with play and effect? Are you coming with affection to her?
Yeah, usually. Speaking to her hand. Hello, no, she's busy. She's hitting her brother right now. No, you'll have to call back. Yes, no, we're too busy.
I love it. I love it.
Always busy.
Or the, do you use the foot ever when they're kicking? Yeah. That one's my favorite too. That's so good.
And we pretend there's like cats living in her foot and stuff. But just she needs the laughter. Like my son needs the meltdowns, and they're probably a bit more frequent. But it's, I know that it's good. He's getting it out. Whereas my daughter like doesn't want the meltdown and can shut it down. She's so, she just will like hide her face for a minute and go, I'm happy now. She just won't let it out that way, so she just eventually it does.
Good, and it's so good that you now know that and you can read your kids and that they're different, but you still use the tools with each of them. Yeah,
and again, like that was, you know, talking to Martha, like I said to her, she just won't have a meltdown. Like she had two and now she's stopped. Like how do I make her have a meltdown?
Yeah,
then maybe for her she just prefers to get it out through laughter, so just having someone to sound things off and give that feedback. And on the other day I saw them playing together,
the two older ones,
they were like cooperating in the dollhouse. I'm gonna build the bathroom, Ari, you do this.
so cute. How long have you been doing this work with
Martha? We started just before Christmas, maybe 2 weeks before Christmas.
Okay, so 2 months.
Yeah,
so that's not that long.
We're still right at the beginning. Like there's a lot of work to keep doing, but I can see and I feel it. It's the feeling in myself is the biggest difference.
Yeah. What do you feel? What's different that you feel?
Just like it's less anger. It's knowing that they just need connection. It's not that they're bad or that I need to change them. And something else that you said really touched my heart about, the goal shouldn't be to change the behavior. It should just be about your relationship with them.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to control them. And like if the behaviors improve, that's great. But my relationship with them, and that's what I felt was missing. So the fact that I feel like we're connected again is incredible.
Ugh. I'm so happy for you.
I'm so grateful for you and your team. And
thank you. We love this work. And tell us about your experience with Martha. How was it?
Oh, she's wonderful. And I think her second daughter is similar to mine. So
spicy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Spicy.
Very much,
she is lovely. She's very empathic and kind, and she gets it deeply. She's in the trenches with us. So that's good too. Yeah.
And I love hearing about your experience with your girls being older as well, because it just shows that it works through the teenage years and stuff as well, because that has been a big fear since the moment I found out I was having a daughter. I've been scared of when she becomes a teenager.
You should be. You should be scared. But it's lovely. You know, I talk about, he and I are going through it right now because she's super teenagery and she's trying to find her limits and her boundaries and her autonomy. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't traditionally had a big voice, and she has a big voice right now, and it's real big.
Wow.
And it's real mean. And I'm right in the wave with her. But Esme and I've come all the way through now because she's 18. And tell you what, I thought for a minute, this, you might think this too. Just remember I said this, when she turns, could be 12, could be 11, could be 13, could be, I don't know. But at some point in there, you're like, oh, heck no, you can't talk to me like that. We're going back to punishments. We're going back to threats. And I'm taking you down. No way. But I had to recalibrate, and I'm doing it again. But it works. It actually really works not to control your children, even in the teen years. But it's can be scary because the pitfalls are harder and bigger and more detrimental if things go awry. But when you have that connection piece, it really helps.
Yeah.
Okay, what could you tell people that are thinking about doing this work or starting in this work? Any piece of advice for someone?
Just that connection is the answer. Like, I thought that it would be different for us, and I thought that maybe we needed adjustment. It's just that relationship with your child. It's so precious, and they grow up so quickly.
I know. You have no idea. I never would say this before. I was like, get them out. Send them to college. I don't want them anymore. This is too hard. I can't do it. And now I'm like, they're leaving me. Yeah. And it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging on for being a grandparent now.
I guess. That's what I have to look forward to. I'm going to really hang in there and be the best grandma I can be. But let's not talk about it yet.
I think about it all the time. I'm going to be such a good grandma. Really. I was like, why are you thinking about this? It's going to be so good.
Well, you know what's so lovely too is that our kids are going to parent their kids so much better than we did, or we started out, right? They're going to be such a leg up because they started with all this connection stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Esme's a really good babysitter. People like want her to babysit, and they're like, oh, she does peace and parenting. I'm like, yeah, she's highly trained.
Very highly trained.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Eloise, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for trusting Martha to help you. Thank you for trusting me. Thanks for, you know, being part of our community. We so, so very much appreciate it.
Thank you for everything you do. It's changed our lives. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.